Listening Library presents Frogs and French Kisses by Sarah Milanowski. Read for you by Ariadne Myers. Chapter 1. My love life is up in the air, and so am I. I'm perched on a floating broom, my arms squeezing the life out of my little sister's waist. "You girls all right?" my mom calls down. She's watching us from behind the second-story cottage window. "You're not airsick? Maybe I shouldn't have let you talk me into this." "I'm fine," Neri chirps. "Me too," I lie, as the two of us wobble up and down like we're on a haunted seesaw. We're straddling a plastic broom 4 feet above the dewy ground. In what deranged world would I be fine? My eyes are cemented closed. I'm biting my lip, and every one of my muscles is clenched in fear. "I don't want you girls gone for more than an hour," my mom warns. "So be back here at 11 p.m. sharp. I'll leave the window open so you can fly straight back in. If you think anyone has spotted you, return here immediately. And Rachel, don't you dare take off that helmet." How does she know my secret plan?
"But it's itchy."
"She won't," Mary pats my knee. "You ready? Here we go!"
Nausea and dizziness wash over me. Maybe this isn't such a brilliant idea. My legs are dangling like a rag doll's and the broom is starting to chafe.
"Don't go too fast,"
I plead in a super high-pitched voice, like I just inhaled a balloon full of helium.
"And don't go too high. We don't want to smash into an airplane. And don't..."
The broom jerks forward.